infections. No more waiting online with meth addicts for cold medicine. Solve your sinus problems for good. Call Metro Sinus, 636-685-8040. That's 636-685-8040 or MetroSinus.com. The great news is that it is covered by insurance. What are you waiting for? Solve your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus or MetroSinus.com.
July has got to be the best month of the year with big celebrations, vacations, and plenty of leisure time outdoors. If firing up the barbecue grill and relaxing in your yard is your definition of leisure, then you should make Suburban Leisure Center your ultimate destination. Why? Well, this is the perfect time to take advantage of Suburban Leisure Center's clearance sale, where you can save up to 50%. You can get what you need to have a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands and gas grills from Broil King, Green Mountain, Sapphire, and Vision. Basically, everything you need that will make you go, ah, on the patio. Right now, you're in luck because you could save up to 50% while you still have plenty of time to enjoy summer. Bottom line, it's barbecues and more and patio furniture galore at Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No.
So, want to join our rewards program?
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Rip City's the place to take family or friends to watch a cards game. Rip City has created a tradition unmatched by barbecued restaurants. Owner Greg Mathis and his daughter Jessie serve award-winning baby back ribs, St. Louis-style ribs, and sensational pulled pork. Rib City on Manchester, just east of 270 in the Colonnade Center. It's easy to find. Save room for that coconut cream pie. It's a delight. Hungry? Make it Rib City.
Super sweet corn.
You know, Paul Harris has a little bit of a like a dentures thing going there.
Oh, that was Paul Harvey.
What?
That was Harvey. Oh.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 8th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by, I would say, one of our favorite advertisers. They're all our favorite advertisers. First Community Credit Union, where I do all my banking, where I would love for you to do your banking, and you may want to start with your car payment, moving it from wherever it is to First Community Credit Union. We're going to give you about 100 good reasons to do that. And then we'll give you some other things we think you need to know about First Community, and the rest is up to you. But first,
hey!
Well, the old control board, after 48 years, just keeps on working. Lights are still all lit up. Most of the buttons work. And the man behind it all is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if the time has come for you to receive a distribution from your 401k, then it is the perfect time to call Mark and Jason for a free consultation. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. He's the heir to the Levi's fortune, but he acts like a regular guy.
Yeah.
You'd never know it. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Ibehimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is high, Dan.
I can't tell you on the air.
What?
I can just tell you that it is a kind of...
Your favorite
thing. Yes. He says, "What's fromunda?"
It's a kind of cheese.
That was his favorite kind of cheese?
Oh, he says, "What is that? What does that mean? He heard the term, and he couldn't remember the first part of it. He remembered cheese. That's all he thinks about.
Very salty, Rat Boy.
Very salty, yes.
You've tried it?
No, I hear it's salty.
Oh.
Give it up for Bruce Limprist in the All Boy Orchestra. And I heard it from Peon, oddly enough.
Oh, yeah.
He seemed to know. Yeah.
Yeah, he blurted it out first.
Not my own. That would be gross.
Yeah. You know, there are people going, fromunda cheese? What's that?
Look it up.
Google I'm sure there's a way you can Google it. You can Google it. Don't ask me how to spell fromunda. I don't. You try different ways.
F-R-O-M-U-N-D-A.
It'll come up. No, there. There's how you spell it. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Introduced to me about 8 years ago, I'm going to say. I'm always wrong when I do that. You know, I thought Londoff was on about 8 years. He's been on for 12 years or something. I'll say 8, which means it's probably 9 or 10, but I'm glad they came along. I'm glad we got together. I'm so glad we had this time together. You know who used to sing that?
Carol Burnett.
Very good.
Wow.
Ding, 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 ding. Carol Burnett. And that was the end of the show.
Yeah, just to have
a laugh and share a smile.
Is that what you
just get started, and before you know it, comes the time we have to say so long.
Yeah, and that was a message to her mom to let her know everything was okay.
No, the ear tug was to her mom.
Yeah, that was the ear tug. Yeah.
Yeah, not the song.
No, when Peon said she used to tug
her
ear.
Oh, I didn't hear him say that. So, here's the thing. You bank somewhere, right? You have checking accounts, some pretty checks, green or blue, maybe some little characters printed on them. Okay. Now, what else? What else do you need? Tell me what you want from a bank. If savings, okay, they have that at First Community Credit Union. Car loan, other loan, got it. Business loans, got it. Business line of credit, got that too. All the things that you, I'm telling you, everything you do at your bank, just because the name bank isn't in First Community doesn't mean they're not a great place to bank. It just means they want you to know it's a credit union because many people will tell you who are members, there are advantages to belonging to a credit union. And there are lots of little advantages. It's not one great big thing like, oh, here's something they offer that no bank can offer. I don't know that there is one of those. But when you add up all the little things, just the way you're treated, the way the rates are always so competitive, and how so often you see that their rates are lower. That happens very often. And that you can get free fresh popcorn, and when it's hot you can get a popsicle. And you're just, there's something about the way you're treated at First Community Credit Union. Put all that together. It spells mother, a word that means, that's another song. That's a different, sorry. 40 locations, and that makes them the biggest credit union in the St. Louis area. First Community Credit Union. Stop in and ask all the questions you want to, or go to firstcommunity.com. And please don't forget that every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, what I think is the best radio show on the weekend in the country is the First Community Credit Union Yard Sale with Paul Warner as your host. 7 to 9 every Saturday morning.
I just Googled it. It was for her grandmother who raised her.
Ah.
So kind of like her mother thing.
Yeah. Coming in today, I was behind a brand new, and when I say this, I think you'll all agree with me that for some reason, I never see these cars. I was behind a brand new Saab. I haven't seen any Saab, much less a brand new one. And I say brand new because it just looked brand new. Who drives a Saab? I don't ever hear anybody say, hey, got a new Saab.
No.
Why is that? I mean, how are they still around if nobody ever seems to buy them? I couldn't even tell you where a dealer is. And I'm sure Johnny Londoff doesn't mind that I don't know or care. But it's just always been interesting to me that in my life, in my whole life, I've known one person ever that had a Saab. And they could be great cars. I don't know. Just an interesting observation that they're still around. My grandson is staying with us all week. I am reliving one of the greatest times of my life. And that was the time when I would come home from hard, hard radio work, and it's hard work. And my kids, either one at a time or all together, would run to me and yell, "Daddy, Daddy," and jump up and down. Like, they're so excited I was home. It was the greatest feeling. And now, my little grandson, I come home, and he can tell when I walk in I'm dead tired from this work.
Right.
He already beaten instinctively down. Knows my grandpa works really yeah. hard. And
he's usually always in a good mood, but now he's in a bad mood.
Yeah.
And he runs to the kitchen door from the garage when I walk in, "Grumpy, Grumpy." And he'll turn to my wife and go, "Gee, Grumpy's home, Grumpy's home." And he's so excited. And that's the greatest. Wait till that little Archie can talk and go, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy." And
he's already super excited when I come home. So already that is just great to see. That
yeah, but wait till you hear him go, "Daddy, Daddy,
oh, yeah,
Daddy," and then run to the UPS guy.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
gonna be.
Wait a minute.
It's the best. But I don't understand. He can take an iPad, hit the home button, get the home screen, slide to the icon he wants, hit it, and then within that page or that app, it's incredible.
I know, that's unbelievable.
He's not even two till next week.
Unbelievable.
Yet the things I hear him listening to on the iPad, folks, when are we going to get rid of the old, old nursery rhymes, and let's replace them? Is that "London Bridge is Falling"? We don't live in London.
Hey.
And he sings, "London Bridge is falling down, falling down, my fair lady."
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
Let's get rid of that.
Stupid. Have him watch Uncle Grandpa. It's on the Cartoon Network, but I think you can get an app or something like that.
We'll have to do that.
Uncle Grandpa. Adults would like it, too.
It's sort of like something happened. And after a certain year, no creative people were ever born again who created things for little kids to learn. We stopped it. Mary Had a Little Lamb and all that stuff. And it's fine, but my goodness, are we going to have for another 200 years, are we going to have "London Bridge is Falling Down, My Fair Lady"?
I'm surprised they haven't stopped that because it's somewhat
it sounds
politically,
like terrorism.
Yeah, somewhat politically incorrect.
What brought the bridge down, Grandpa? Yeah. Was it terrorism?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
We can't have that on the shelves no. anymore. But it's just wheels on the bus go round and round. Okay, that's okay. That one I can live with. They do go round and round. You need to know that. And then the other one, this B-I-N-G-O, B-I-N-G-O, Bingo was his name. Okay.
Farmer in the Dell?
Farmer in the Dell is a good one.
Old MacDonald.
That's okay, because people have farms and they need to. But you're right about Farmer in the Dell. They don't even know what the Dell is.
No.
Farmer in the Dell. Hi-ho, the Dario, the Farmer in the Dell. What?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't realize, with all the new technology and all the electronic stuff, and remember Mattel Speak and Spell?
Oh, Speak and Spell.
I used to love those things.
That was like a computer.
Yeah. The cow says moo.
That was super high tech. But I don't like this "London Bridge is Falling Down." It sounds gay. It just does to me. Sorry. What else? Let's see. Every once in a while we talk about, sometimes it's just your time is up. And you think through your life of, I hope I don't get cancer. And, man, I don't want to get Alzheimer's. And if I do live to be 80, I hope I'm still able to get around and enjoy life. And then what happened to this guy in Kansas City actually happens to people. You're 23 years old. Now, the guy is, when you're 23, you've been 21 for 2 years. You've had 2 years to experience, hey, this being an adult is a pretty good thing. Maybe you've established a career at 23. Everything seems to be going pretty well.
And you kind of feel invincible, too, still.
He's got his girlfriend with him. He's on Interstate 70. We all know where that is, outside of Kansas City. And this happened two nights ago. A tire from something came over the median, threw his windshield, and killed him.
Oh,
now,
man.
I mean,
that is the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, that really is. And I don't believe in, I really don't believe in, well, God wanted to take him home. No, he just was in the wrong spot. And you just got to scratch your head and go, if you're his family, wow, what a wheel. But you have to wonder, why did that happen to him? Just like, why did this person win the lottery? We'll never have answers to that. Never. Now, some advice to you real estate agents. One, there are too many of you, okay? Too many realtors. Everybody's a realtor. Spouses selling houses. Mothers and sons selling houses. And for some reason, unlike any other profession, you real estate agents seem to like to have glamour shots taken of yourselves, and your picture is very important to you. You've seen them. Billboards, you know, Raquel Mubastare, realtor, and her picture, and she's real good looking. And I'm looking at one now, and I won't mention the name. I took it out.
That's really all you have to sell, though, because they don't know anything else about you on how to pick a realtor.
Well, but isn't that sad? Because I don't care what you look like. You could look like Sarah Jessica Parker with no makeup, and I will hire you as a realtor if you can sell my house. You could look like Ernest Borgnine and be a woman who looks like Ernest Borgnine.
Whoa.
You could, yeah, that's pretty rough. You could sell my house. But here's a chick, and I cut this ad out. I'm not going to embarrass her by mentioning her name, but it says, under her picture, it says, I do things differently than other top real estate agents. I don't just stick a sign in the yard and hope your home sells. My unique aggressive marketing plan works. That's what every realtor says.
Yep.
They all say that. I'm serious. There ought to be and maybe there is a way you can find out how much is BS and which realtor actually knows how to sell houses like yours. But I don't trust any of it. I think it's easy to create sites you go to, and these realtors who are listed are the ones who created it to telling you how good they are. And the other thing, this million-dollar club crap, that doesn't mean a thing to me or anybody else. I don't care if you belong to the million-dollar realtor club. In fact, you know what that tells me? You got too many clients. I almost want to be the only house you're selling while we're trying to sell my house. I don't want you trying to sell 600 houses, and mine's one of them. Angela got her real estate license, didn't
yes.
she? Yes. Has she jumped in and tried it yet, being a real estate agent?
Yes. She is just in the process now of selling her grandparents' house, so, yeah.
Well, here's my suggestion. When she does her business cards and her ads, just put Angela Guys. Trust me, I'm pretty good looking. Don't put a picture. Just that should be her slogan. And more importantly, I'm pretty sure I can sell your house. I'd rather hear, I'm pretty sure I can sell it, than, oh, I'll sell your house. Because I've heard this way too many times, and my house didn't sell. Interesting business. Taco Bell. It looks like they're going to start delivering, and I think that's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah. I like Taco Bell.
I have to bring those things in for you, the Cinnabon things, those little Cinnabon deals.
Oh, you keep saying that.
I know. I'll bring some in.
It says Taco Bell doesn't want you to just have a craving and have to leave your couch next time you want a chalupa. They'll begin testing delivery service today, actually, at 200 outlets, Dallas, Los Angeles, Orange County, California, and San Francisco Bay. Those are where their 200 outlets are. St. Louis is never first. It's never, well, we're going to try it in L.A., New York, and St. Louis. Mm-hmm. We're never in there. But eventually, if it works, it'll come here, and that's fine with me. And then they say there'll be a $3.99 delivery fee. You know what? That's that mentality, that retail mentality. $3.99 is $4.
Yeah.
But by putting $3.99, a lot of people see it. Well, how much is the delivery? Oh, it was only $3 and something. That's what my wife would say. It's only $3 and something. Something is 99 cents, which to me is a dollar because it's $4. And I don't care if it's $4. Isn't it worth $4 to not leave the house, not start the car, drive whatever, 15, 10 minutes, turn around, come back? Of course it is. So I hope they do it. I think it's probably a good idea. We didn't ground to really talking about it much. We sort of mentioned it, but I think we should congratulate again 66-year-old Billy Joel, who over this past weekend married his 33-year-old girlfriend, half his age. Yeah.
Is she pregnant or does she want a baby?
And she can't be pregnant. They weren't married.
Oh, that's right.
How could she be pregnant? What are you thinking?
I don't know.
How many times has this guy been married, this Billy Joel?
Four, I think.
At least. Yeah, this is the third, maybe fourth wife.
Yeah.
What do you think that's about? Is it him? It's got to be. I mean, maybe his eyes bug.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they are.
He's got those bug eyes.
He's got Marty Feldman eyes.
Maybe he kind of squints them and squeezes them in until he gets married, and then when he's himself, they bug out even more. And he wakes up, and they're really bugged out, and it scares him, and that's why they divorce him. A peon gave me this story, and I agree with him. It really makes sense. The new trend in eating cereal is putting ice cubes in the bowl with your cereal and your milk. I'm telling you, I go for this because milk and the cereal gets warm too fast. It gets way... I like cold milk. So a little ice in with the cereal and the milk. I'm going to try this.
Yeah, I am too now. I had not heard of that, so I'm like...
Pretty good idea.
Good deal.
Let's see. Real quickly, a little article on the most annoying restaurant trends. I'm not going to read them, but I'm just going to tell you. We'll get to it another time, but I want to mention one that I can't stand. And would you waitresses and waiters please stop doing this? When I have a cup of coffee or a glass of iced tea, and I drink a lot of iced tea, don't when I'm turned talking to somebody, don't pour more tea in there when I've already got it just as sweet and perfect.
Oh.
I have it the way I want it, and you put more tea in, and now it's not sweet enough.
And they don't ask. They just walk up and start pouring.
Say, would you like more tea? So I can go, no, not now.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's still three quarters full, and I just as sweet as I want it right there. So don't do that. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I don't know how long it's been since I did this joke, but I had an email that just said, there's a great lawyer joke you tell. I can't remember what it is. Well, this has to be it. It's my favorite lawyer joke. It's the joke about the law firm of Schwartz, 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 and Schwartz, attorneys at law. And this guy calls Schwartz, 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 and Schwartz. And the man answers the phone. He says, good morning, Schwartz, 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 and Schwartz, attorneys at law. And the caller says, yes, could I speak with Mr. Schwartz, please? And the guy on the other end says, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Schwartz is on vacation, and he won't be back for a couple of weeks. And then the caller says, well, how about Mr. Schwartz? He says, well, Mr. Schwartz is very, very ill. He's in the hospital, in fact, and they say it'll be at least a week before he returns. And the caller says, then how about Mr. Schwartz? He says, oh, I'm sorry. Apparently you haven't heard. Mr. Schwartz passed away. He was sick for a long, long time, and he passed away last Wednesday. The caller says, well, then how about Mr. Schwartz? The guy goes, speaking.
Meet me. All right, let's see how the rain is affecting traffic out there. Tim Weiland, fill us in.
Dan, the rain is affecting traffic in a negative way.
Oh, I figured.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up. You've got westbound 364 stop and go between Highway 270 all the way up through Highway 94. Westbound 70, the same thing between Shreve and Lucas and Hunt. 170 out through Lindbergh, and then you're a little bit slow as you make your way out towards the O'Fallon area. Westbound 40, the same thing. Stop and go now from Vandeventer, almost back to Grand, through McCausland. You're heavy 170 out through 270 from Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge, and a few slow pockets now from Highway K out through Lake St. Louis Boulevard. Southbound 270, we're running slow between Page down through Highway 40, then from Highway 44 up to Graboy. Eastbound 40 downtown, slowing from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. We have southbound 170 heavy from Ladue down through 40, and northbound 170 from the Rock Road all the way up through Highway 270, and eastbound 270, that's stacking up, approaching 370 around the bend through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by KFC. Stop by KFC today and order a summer meal. Hand the Colonel money to get plenty of delicious food in your mouth. KFC, it's still finger looking good. Pricing and participation may vary. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550. Online. On demand.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Are you sick of those slippery dentures?
Are you sick of that disgusting tasting adhesive?
Gateway Mini Dental Implant Center has the perfect solution.
Mini dental implants click your dentures right into place.
Minis can secure a single tooth, a partial, or a full set of dentures.
So you can eat, drink, and smile with complete confidence.
No oral surgery is required, so the healing time is minimal.
And after your initial consultation, the mini dental implant procedure can typically be completed in just a single visit.
Best of all, minis are as little as one-third the price of conventional implants.
So the question is, why wouldn't you?
Call Gateway Mini Dental Implant Center right now to schedule your free initial consultation with Dr. Richard Boatman.
618-579-2499.
That's 618-579-2499.
Or visit them online at gatewaymdi.com.
Gateway Mini Dental Implant Center.
A snap away to a beautiful smile.
Are you ready to take your education to the next level? Arizona State University now offers over 90 top-tier degree programs, 100% online. With ASU's highly ranked online programs, you'll earn the same degree as our on-campus students, with the ability to learn wherever you want, whenever you want. Same world-renowned faculty, same leading education, same global recognition from one of the top universities in the world. Call 1-800-505-8965. That's 1-800-505-8965.
I'm Jamie from Sherman Oaks, and I just graduated with my degree from Arizona State University. I chose ASU because I received the quality education I deserve in the major I wanted, all from my home.
Jamie's not the only one to earn a degree from ASU. There are over 90 degree programs offered 100% online from one of the top universities. Now's the time to learn more about earning your degree online from Arizona State University. Call 1-800-505-8965. That's 1-800-505-8965.
So I'm talking to Stuart the other day. Of course, you know, I mean Stewie from Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. And it's amazing to me that most people have no idea just how much money can be saved by refinancing now with Stewart's Bagel Loan. Stewart stated that saving even a small amount of money, say $45 a month, you're saving more than 16 grand on a 30-year loan. And believe me, most people save a lot more than that. But this is something our government is not going to let last forever. So act now. Plus, Stewart's Bagel Loan, there's no closing costs, and your call to Stewart takes about 10 minutes. He'll do the rest. A 10-minute phone call to save that kind of money. How many phone calls bring you that kind of results? Don't be confused. Only one, Stewart's American Mortgage. Call him now, 314-324-4440. 324-4440 or online at stewartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 267-5679.
An RV may seem like a grown-up version of a playhouse, but it's a real second home, complete with kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, and slide-out rooms which expand your living space. You simply can't imagine until you look inside. Whether it's a motorhome, a luxury fifth wheel, or a lightweight trailer designed for downsized utility vehicles, Byerly offers the best value in RVs. Step inside a Byerly RV and discover a whole new world. Wherever you go, you're always at home in a Byerly RV.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family, show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly. Just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Are you depressed? If you're feeling exhausted and sad and have no interest in things you used to enjoy, if your appetite has changed and you can't sleep, you may be suffering from depression. We're conducting a clinical research study evaluating an investigational drug designed to work with antidepressants to see if it can help address unresolved symptoms of depression. To learn more about this study and see if you qualify, call 888-44-MERCY, 888-44-MERCY.
Turbo engines rule the road these days. Sure, they're cool, but they run hot. Take the piston skirt. It can reach over 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Burning your cherry pie is one thing, but your cherry red coupe? That's why Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are designed to protect your engine, even in extreme temperatures. So fire up your turbo and protect it at the same time. Make the switch to Pennzoil Synthetics and take performance to a whole new level. Stop by AutoZone for great deals on Pennzoil, now through July 27th.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home, let me go home and start.
Normally we say we're going to Southern California. Normally we do. Now we're going to Dallas, Texas. He's still there. They haven't thrown him out yet. His name is Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Guns Restaurant. Next door to Annie Guns is the Smokehouse Market. Two unique, tremendous places, unlike anything else like them in the St. Louis area. One's a market, one's a restaurant, a very nice restaurant. Indeed, you do not need to wear a coat and tie, but I wouldn't go in there in the wife beater, show you my hairy underarm type, you know, sleeveless shirt. Nice place, but casual. And they're in the valley, the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley, and they're proud to present the one, the only, Mike Evans.
Hey, Dave.
Yes, let me call me, homie. Don't worry about it, homie.
How's Dallas?
Nice. Kind of humid a little bit, and it's not too hot. We're going out to dinner. I actually left the restaurant and came outside in the parking lot at the Lakewood Country Club. And
he's at the country club.
Country club being.
Say hi to Preston.
Try your voice.
I don't know.
That's his rich guy voice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Your pop quiz question. Whose picture, all these people died last year, but whose picture is on the cover of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album? Shirley Temple, Lauren Bacall, Phil Everly, Mickey Rooney.
Wow.
Think about that, I'll give you the answer in a minute. I hate to be an I told you so, but I did, you know, three separate occasions that we had the jump on everybody else. First, I told you this Calvin Harris and Taylor Swift were the real deal. Over the weekend, Taylor Swift, Calvin Harris buying rings at Tiffany's in New York City.
Well, that is a very expensive place.
Yeah, well, they wonder how they can afford it. They probably have a sponsor or something.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Second one, Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
And Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow's kids, they're all moving in together, minus Gwyneth Paltrow. They're moving into the same building in Tribeca, New York, that Robert De Niro owns. And third, I told you that we had 4 months ago that we haven't heard the last of this Bill Cosby thing. And this last interview that was done with a lawyer that came out on Monday, this is just the beginning. There's more to come out. This guy really is going to go down as one of the real true dirtbags of all times. Don't you agree?
I do, and I think very little surprises most people these days, but I think this one stuns people. Because he made such a big deal out of being sort of America's dad and preaching about fatherhood and on and on and on. And then to find out, and what do you think about this Camille? You know that she know.
She had to know what was going on.
Yeah.
I mean, my wife knows when I, you know, when I put gas in the car. So certainly she had to know that he was drugging women and having sex and going out. She's been with him, what, 46 years?
You know what's interesting, though? A few years ago when it came out, he had an 18-year-old daughter that nobody knew about, and it finally came out, and Camille found out about it. He'd been supporting this girl for 18 years. It was news for one day, and it's almost like everybody wanted to go, it's no big deal. And that was the end of it. Well, this one won't be away, gone away in a day.
And then Disney, they said Disney's taken down the bronze statue of him.
Yeah, little by little, his empire is crumbling.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you who's really an idiot on this whole thing is that jerk, ass-bite, Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes.
Screaming at the top of her lungs about how to leave him alone, that nothing's been proven. And then she has the audacity to say, you know, do I have to remind the American public about the Duke lacrosse team? They were arrested for rape. Wait a minute. That was one drunk teenage girl that accused the Duke lacrosse team. This is 31 women over 18 years coming from different places that all have the same story. It's a little different than one drunk teenager.
Well, yeah. She also tries to equate the two by saying, remember, they were so sure they were guilty, but they weren't. Well, here's the difference. They didn't admit in testimony under oath that they bought drugs to knock women out to have sex with them. There's a huge difference there.
She's the most obnoxious,
I can't
ugly,
stand her.
Jerk.
Stupid. I can't stand her.
Oh, she's the worst. I don't know how she ever became a celebrity. She's as ignorant as a $2 bill. I mean, she gets up on these soapboxes and screams about the most ridiculous things. I mean, she's embarrassing herself.
Well, she's going to look very foolish when all this comes out.
What are you making of this Jared Subway thing? I think that this is guilt by association. I don't know that he's guilty of anything.
I don't know, but he looks like he could be. He's got the look of that guy that lived in the neighborhood that people never knew much about. That, you know, that geeky kind of sit at the computer look.
You're kind of right.
That's not fair, but it wouldn't, let's put it this way, it would not surprise me because this is a kid who in college, this Jared Subway guy, ran a porn business out of his dormitory. Now, it was legitimate. It was adult porn, but it won't surprise me if they found something. And here's the other thing. I don't think the FBI comes in your house and grabs all your stuff and takes it out unless they're pretty sure they got something.
Yeah, you know what? You could be right, and you're right. I can't put my finger on it, the eyebrows, the eyelashes, his nose or mouth, but he does look like he could have something weird going on there.
Right.
Yesterday I told you about him and tell you about celebrities that hate each other. Yesterday we talked about Johnny Depp and Angelina Jolie. Today, The Notebook, one of the most heart-wrenching movies ever made, but Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams hated each other during this whole movie. It almost fell apart a couple of times. Cassavetes, the director, barely kept it together. And then a year after the movie was shot, they started dating each other, and they were engaged for 1 month, and then they broke up, and they hate each other, were so hateful towards each other publicly, they still don't talk to each other. Very weird duo, Ryan Gosling and Rachel
McAdams. That's the test of true acting, because if you watch The Notebook, wow, what powerful acting. You'd never know they hated each other.
You know, that's what you should have done, Franco.
What?
Been a big actor like that.
I've said that many times, yeah. I should have. I missed it.
And finally.
No.
It's never too late.
Well, Dan, you...
Never too late.
You know what?
I mean, Rachel McAdams.
Colonel Sanders started Kentucky Fried Chicken at 65.
Rodney Dangerfield didn't hit it big till he was in his 50s.
Yeah. So it could happen. Maybe I need to start auditioning.
Yeah.
Elvis Presley didn't hit it until he was 17. Oh, that doesn't make sense.
I know.
He was on the cover of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band, on the cover of that album. Phil Everly, Shirley Temple, Lorne Bacall, Mickey Rooney.
Oh, man.
I don't have a clue.
I don't either. And I'm going to say Lauren Bacall.
I'll say Mickey Rooney.
Then I'll say Shirley Temple.
The picture, actually, Sh- Shirley Temple's picture's on it three times. I won. Three different times. Take a look. Wow. Shirley Temple, Mike Evans say.
I won.
Wow.
I won, everybody.
All right.
It's kind of a dumb question.
It is. It? And I don't...
Unless you're a huge Beatles fan.
Is it just a mishmash of pictures?
Yeah, there's like 800 people on that cover.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, he was short on material today.
Yeah.
Obviously. That was Mike
Evans.
Notice
I waited until he was off the phone to say
coward. Hey, maybe we'll have time for our entire closing segment today with all the goodbyes, because my wife asked
why we
didn't play.
I think we'll have time.
She wants to hear that. Actually, that's why we shouldn't do it, because she wants to hear it. Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, not just in the St. Louis area, but in the United States. Now, customers aren't stupid. If they, enough of them over a year or two had decided, hey, these windows are crap, no wonder they're $189. They're not any good. They'd be out of business by now. Or if they didn't back up their warranty. I got a feeling they rarely have to put that warranty into play, because the windows are good, solid, meant to last windows. But if by chance there was a one that squeaked through the quality control and there was an issue and a problem, well, it'll be replaced. Labor, parts, full, everything. Lifetime warranty covers everything. Don't worry about it. $189. That's it. $189. Whether you buy one or you buy 100. Over 40,000 of them in homes in the St. Louis area. If you want to know what the big deal is all about, you need to have them come out and show you this window. And if you want to step it up a notch or two, they have some other windows that are very impressive also, with the, you know, light, sun, heat, reflective stuff. Yeah, they'll show you. But at just $189, you'll be getting your money's worth, I'll tell you that. Don't be confused with any other company that tries to or wants to be Window World. There's only one, and you can find out more at windowworldst.louis.com.
Meet me.
In our final check on traffic, here's Tim Weiland.
Just got a report and see an accident now on eastbound 44 near Jamison, blocking the right lane, but westbound 44 is slowing from Jamison to about Elm before things open up. Then you're a little slow in that right lane, Guyer, down to 270. We have eastbound 270 stacking up still from 370 through New Florissant. On westbound 364, it's still heavy from Highway 270 down through the Maryland Heights Expressway. That's stop and go, and then it's slow all the way up through 94 from that point. Westbound 40 is the worst, though. You've got slow to stop and go pockets now from Compton all the way out through Highway 270 from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. On eastbound 40 downtown, things have thinned out. On north-southbound 270, you've just got slow traffic because of rain from Page all the way around the bend to Highway 21. And this traffic report is brought to you by Account Temps. You want your accounting and finance team to swing for the fences? Bring in Bob from Account Temps. Let him knock it out of the park for you when projects back up. Visit findyourbob.com to learn more. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 till 6. Hi, it's John Carney, inviting you to join me for the Carney Show, weekdays at 1, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Feeling hungry, folks? My KFC $5 fill-up will fill you up with a whole chicken dinner, even if it's lunch. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Pricing and participation may vary.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee can, and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Play hard, win hard, during the Toys of Summer giveaway. Win free slot play, a new Jeep or cash. Fridays in June and July at Hollywood Casino St. Louis.
Hello?
You listen to us, we listen to you.
I listen to your show a lot. First time I've called.
What do you think about us?
Just discovered your show, and you're the best thing that's hit talk radio, and I can't remember when.
Let us know on the Big 550 KTRS comment line at 314-453-5555.
Just pick up your telephone and dial.
Call us at 314-453-5555 and tell us honestly how we're doing, good or bad.
I'm just really frustrated and angry.
314-453-5555. Some comments might be used on the air. You listen to us. We listen to you. The Big 550 KTRS.
Now, that one was actually a listener that found us. I'm really frustrated. I'm angry.
Yes.
That was a listener. Thank you for joining us. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, dear. All right, Dan.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Tonight on Fox 2 News at 6.
Certainly doesn't feel like summer in St. Louis, and it doesn't feel like thunderstorms, but the risk for some strong to severe weather is rather high.
Plus, live team coverage of the weather's effect on the area that could be felt for a long time.
And we'll update you on the search for a multi-millionaire here in St. Louis.
It's a small-town mascot that's making some visitors to St. Louis upset. I'll explain.
Coverage you can count on starts right now.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Ray for Weigel.
And I'm Shirley Washington, in for Sandy Miller.
First on Fox, another round of heavy rain, worries of possible severe weather, and a tornado warning.
We have live team coverage of the rain and its effects on the area. But first, let's get right to Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray for the latest.